Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Leaving the Jezreel Valley behind, Jehu and his execution squad headed south for Samaria, capital of Israel, and the stronghold of Baal worship. An unfortunate group of 42 travelers met him en route. They were, quote, the brothers of Ahaziah, king of Judah. And Jehu inquired where they were going. Quote, we have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother. 2 Kings 10:13, they said. Wrong answer. The royal family of Judah had been poisoned by the king's marriage with Ahab and Jezebel's daughter. Or so thought Jehu. Quote, so they killed them at the well of Beth Eked, 42 men, verse 14. But Jehu still wasn't done. He needed to clean out the nest of evil at Samaria. As he approached, he met Jehonadab, a Rechabite, nomads connected to the Kenites. We'll meet them again in the book of Jeremiah, but after having Jehonadab declare his loyalty, Jehu, quote, took him up to him into the chariot. Then he said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord, verses 15 and 16. Some suggest that Jehu's blitzkrieg against Baal worship in the land shows zeal without knowledge. However, the chronicler will express approval on the entire mission, 2 Chronicles 22, verses 3 to 9. Quote, and when he came to Samaria, he killed all who remained to Ahab in Samaria, 2 Kings 10, verse 17. He then deceptively called the inhabitants together for a great celebration to Baal, quote, and the temple of Baal was full from one end to the other, verse 21. Once trapped, the slaughter was soon complete. Baal's temple was destroyed along with his worshippers, and, quote, they made it a refuse dump to this day, verse 27. As with Gideon at Ophrah and Elijah at Carmel, Baal didn't even whimper. Yet Jehu would soon discover that the line between good and evil ran right through his own heart.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.